Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down, let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You got a guy you like off the top of your head for the DC? It's just all the names that we've been associated with? I mean, Steve Wilks I'm cool with. I like Wink Martindale for the reasons we said at the top of the hour.
I just think when you have a guy that stresses offenses, and that's his history, right? He was with Michigan last year, guys. He just, you know, got away from the NFL. He's an NFL guy. That is kind of what I think we need, Mike, when we talk about creating havoc. And I like his philosophy, but I do like Steve Wilks a lot. And I think also, you know, Steve Wilks got a bad, kind of a bad rep, or not even a reputation, but just a bad situation that he was in with the 49ers. I thought he was the scapegoat of that 49er game that they lost in the Super Bowl. Steve Wilks has been a quality DC. I said this a few years ago. I thought he should have gotten the Carolina job. I thought he did a hell of a job with the Carolina team that just was going nowhere. And he took over, and they were competitive, and they played hard. Now, he did have some guys on that defense. We know about Derrick Brown and some other guys. But I do like him a lot. But I also like the aggressive style that Wink Martindale brings. And that's why, you know, I think I'd have him high on my list, but if you ask me right now, I would tell you that's where I'm leaning right now would be Steve Wilks.
And for those who don't remember what happened there, the beef, and I'm reading an article from the San Francisco Chronicle. This is from back when it happened a couple years back. Basically, that they were giving up too much in the run game in the playoffs, and that was the concern for Shanahan and for John Lynch. They said run defense getting gashed by Green Bay, Detroit, the first two playoff games. Coaches and players questioned the effort given. Interesting. Niners came up short. Remember, they squashed Kansas City, held them to 6 points in the first 9 possessions, and then it was like a floodgate. And then guys out of position, you know. And I guess sometimes when you have great edge rush and pass rush, you go right at it, and that's kind of what the Chiefs did.
So what's interesting about that, Mike, that defense is loaded with stars. It's why they were in the Super Bowl. It's why they've been so good. Fred Warner, Bosa, we can go down the list. The last 3 years, guys, they've had one of, if not the best linebacking cores in the National Football League. Motivated. Everybody's paid on this defense.
Right.
And you're telling me that you've got motivation issues? Like, that's not on Steve Wilks. I think more than anything, Shanahan was looking – first of all, I think when he hired him, Mike, it was like, okay, this is the guy that you need because he has experience. I don't know if it's who he wanted.
Yeah.
And then when things went down the way they did, that's the picture you paint. I don't think that's a fair assessment, but either way, you said it. Falcons, judge him on what he's done, and you don't look just at that one instance and say, well, he's not any good.
I mean, as we said, we go, because he's trying to figure it out. Now, Wink Martindale, some guys go, what do you want, Wink? Why? What's the problem with Wink Martindale? He's good. And I also like the fact that I'm not saying you got to have a comfort level. Maybe that's a pie in the sky thing because Raheem doesn't have, maybe they don't laugh at the same jokes. Maybe they get along. But just a fresh set of eyes on the problem. I got to come in, and I have the impression with the Falcons sometimes is everything's great. No. It's not.
Right.
And maybe some guys come in and say, that guy can't do the job you're asking him to do. So let's not pretend he can. One last nugget on Wilks and the 49ers. I just found this. Bosa said after the Super Bowl that the team was, quote, unprepared for Mahomes to keep the ball on key runs that led to first downs. Really?
Who is?
That's what he does to every freaking buddy.
You guys show me the team that stopped him on these key runs where he just decides to scramble for 20, 40, or 30 yards, Mike, and score. Like, that's how he won the Super Bowl, by the way, against the Eagles. I mean, like, those are things that nobody – this is why dual-threat quarterbacks give you so many issues. It's why Michael Penix, when he decided to run the last week of the season, you're like, oh, he's going to pick that up? And he dove in the end zone? You can't defend you're not trying to defend that, Mike. You're trying to defend 3 seconds of a play, and then it breaks down, and then you got these special guys that do what they do.
Right. And, you know, Jaden Daniels, you saw at the end of that game against Tampa Bay. You know, they had two spies, and not one but two, and then still taking it right up to the line, and, you know, guys trying to, you know, defenders still couldn't get him. And that crucial third down conversion, that's what you want. And, look, we don't have Jaden Daniels, but to your point, we've got a guy who's got more mobility. This is it's not Mike Vick, but Matt Ryan was, you know, remember we used to joke around about timing Matt with a sundial. Yep. You know, and Cousins, same thing. Now, this is a guy who does, even though despite the two knee surgeries, does have that burst. Hey, by the way, I looked it up. The cheapest ticket for right now,
okay,
for Monday night for the national championship is $1,378, and that is the very last sections that look down on like the Times Square area. So you know where like it comes around on both sides.
Yeah.
So you'd be up there and, you know, kind of a corner of the end zone.
$1,300.
Yeah, $1,378 before you get into the charges.
Correct.
On stuff.
That's true.
So by the time you get done, you're looking at $3,000.
Easy.
Easy. Or more.
Yeah.
So there you go. For two. So enjoy. By the way, I'm not sure. Jerry, he got us that suite when Georgia played Ohio State. My buddy's a huge Buckeye fan.
Yeah.
And I hadn't heard from him. So I guess the suite price is probably even crazier.
They went up. Now, listen, this is a moneymaker, man.
Right.
They'll make a lot of dough.
Yeah. And if you got your buddies, you got a business and you bring clients in, then you can write it off. I'm not telling Jerry how to do his job. But anyway, love to get in there for that game.
Real,
hey, man.
Real quick, Jonathan Franklin, he hits us up. He says, Dukes and Bell, I've been working at the airport this week. Both OSU and Irish fans starting to arrive today.
Yeah.
Running from the snow. I'm just curious. Like, and again, you talk about these well-heeled boosters. We always make fun. We know both programs have a lot of money, right? There's a lot of support there. But, Mike, if you own one of these Madden buses, okay?
Right.
Or you got one of these Winnebagos and you're like, baby, we're out of here. We're going down. These folks come in 5-6 days early.
Right.
So I'm just telling you, like, don't be surprised if you start seeing them and you're like, the game is Monday night.
You know me, man. I was making a fit and everybody's telling me to shut up. Steve, stop it, Mike. When I was saying, why couldn't we have the Hawks MLK Day game, you know, at like noon or 1 o'clock on MLK Day here in Atlanta? It's up at the Garden. Because again, you're going to see Winnebagos up in the Gold Lot. I don't think you're going to see Notre Dame Winnebagos in the CNN parking deck. Okay. Number one, they won't fit. You know, but I still thought you could do the game. That's neither here nor there. This comes from Jason. You keep saying well-heeled. I think it's not a 20th century vernacular. Maybe it is. In other words, you got good heels on your shoes. You got money. Okay? Your shoes ain't falling apart. Well-heeled.
Correct.
See, you learned something, Chris. Yesterday we were talking music. Rob Tribble and I got on the subject of Baker Street. One dude hits up and goes, I always loved that song. Now I know the name. So if nothing else, Carl, we're providing a service today on Dukes and Bell.
We hope you learn something every day.
Hey, some NFL blitz for you on 4th and 1. The Ravens going to be maybe without Zay Flowers. Didn't practice today. So we've talked about, you know, him having more weapons, Lamar Jackson, than Josh Allen. But that's one that maybe doesn't go for the Ravens.
So that's why they ran the ball 499 yards last week. And not because they couldn't throw the football, but the Pittsburgh Steelers couldn't stop them. I don't know if the Buffalo Bills will be able to either, Mike. I love Ed Oliver. Thought, as a matter of fact, when he came out of the draft, we should have probably taken him. But he's smallish.
Right.
And when you're running the football the way the Ravens are right now, they're just beating people up front. So my point is, three tight ends, run the ball, stop us.
A lot of stuff about Sirianni and is he in control in Philadelphia article yesterday saying, yes, some people believe that they've weathered the storm. And just because you're wide receiver is reading a book on the sideline. That's not a reflection on his two doubt. He's just a unique talent, A.J. Brown.
That's right.
But what do you make of Sirianni? Because the thoughts were if they had lost that first round of the Packers, which they did, they were in total control of that game. They were literally physically knocking the Packers out of that game, that he would have lost his job.
Well, I still think if they lose this weekend to the Rams, that people are going to want him fired because he's got the most talented roster in the National Football League. We talk about all those dogs that are playing up there. I think that the Eagles should be a team that's in the Super Bowl. It's just that simple. Mike, they've run off, 9-10 straight, right? Jalen was injured. They still found a way to win. If they screw this up against the Rams, people are still going to want Sirianni up out of there because they're going to say he can't get it done with all of this talent. So it's not over, even though they're saying he's in control. I'm not sure about that. I think he's the reason why I'm reluctant to take the Eagles. Because Sirianni has a tendency to do something wacky, right? And guys, listen, and the other thing about the Eagles, they're not scoring like the Lions. They're not scoring like the Ravens. They're winning, Mike, but they're not – defensively they're dominating you, but they're not scoring like that. You get into these games – Sean McVay, all of a sudden, Mike, they put up 28 on you. You got to score some points.
ESPN article saying Sirianni is a player's coach no matter what you think of him. So sometimes that's good. Look, Sometimes you got to kick a guy in the butt. Sometimes you pat him on the back. Generally, it's in the NFL when you do have a player's coach. If he gets fired, he's followed by a disciplinarian.
That's right.
You know, or the guy's got a little more attitude. We'll see.
You guys do know too. The Rams had 9 sacks last week.
And that's what I was talking about on Tuesday. Aaron Donald. The first game they played without Aaron Donald, they got 9 sacks. They drafted so well last year. They drafted so well this year. Braden Fisk, Jared Verse, that unbelievable scoop and score. I mean, they got athletes. That's Les Snead. We talk about Sean McVay is considered the smartest coach. I think the best in game, and I think Les Snead right now does an unbelievable job for him, and he's done it both ways. F those picks, or no, I'm going to draft and do it right.
You're right,
and they have.
No, you're right.
Hey man, one other nugget. Lamar Jackson. It's going to be cold in Buffalo. Here is the QB on the conditions.
Hopefully, we have some heaters on the sideline. Bigger jacket, probably. I got to talk to Kaniko to see what he got going on. Equipment guys, they pretty much do a great job though. So. We should be good.
But you don't do gloves under any circumstances.
Nah. Lamar, I tried it in practice. I was horrible. Leave that up to Teddy, two gloves, Teddy Bridgewater. Yeah, man, I'm trying to win, so it really don't matter. I can't go into a game and be like, man, it's too cold. I can't make things happen. You know, coach, them probably send me home. Eric, them be probably trying to come, you know, have me go up there, upstairs and talk to him and stuff. So I got to lock in the cold.
That's it, baby. He did. I was also asked about Josh Allen. I'm going to paraphrase here because it's a long answer, but he basically says, I don't really chill with people in the offseason, especially other quarterbacks. Don't get me wrong. There's no problem, but we're trying to compete. I'm trying to beat you, not trying to be your friend. I love that.
Me too.
You meet on a golf course in a tournament, knock it out, shake hands. But otherwise, go get them.